Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show. We're here to teach you and educate you and give you information so that you can hopefully have a level playing field with the insurance company on the other side of your claim if you're the injured victim, because they're going to try to beat you. As we've said before, they're going to try to defeat you, pay as little as possible, or next to nothing, or nothing. They look for ways to beat your injury claim. And it happens time and time again. And it happens even if you've been rear-ended. You've been rear-ended and you're hurt and you go to the doctor. They're going to try to beat that. They're going to try to find a way to blame you for being rear-ended, for participating or contributing to the liability of the incident. We've covered that in previous shows. And you say, how does that happen? Well, we're not going to cover that again today, but you got to listen to our previous shows. And by the way, all of our shows, or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. There's podcasts there. Every show that we do is podcast there. You can listen to the show. You can listen to the podcast of this show when it's put up there as well. But if you have a subject that you want discussed, you can email us or contact us anytime. But we do this so that you have the information. Information is empowering. Let's face it, the insurance companies have their own education. They have their own information. They have their own attorneys. They have their own doctors, sometimes right down the hallway. And we also explain the relationship between these insurance companies who try to beat your injury claim and beat you, how they hire certain law firms. And if you go to the Denver metropolitan area, there's certain law firms that work for farmers. There's certain law firms that represent State Farm. You probably didn't know that. There's certain law firms that represent Esurance and GEICO and USAA and on and on and on. They have their own set of lawyers, and these insurance companies pay for the lawyers. The person who hits you pays for nothing. They don't pay for the settlement or settlement amount. They don't pay for the attorney. The insurance company pays for the attorney and handpicks the attorneys. Who do you have on your side? You know, when you come into our law firm, you get a free initial consultation. But more importantly, you get a free legal game plan. Brad and I have over 30 years of experience each representing injured victims, helping you put your lives back together again. And built into that legal game plan that you have is our 30 years plus experience. It's just something that you need to pay attention to, you need to know about. And wouldn't it be good if you knew about what to say to the adjuster on the very first call? Wouldn't it be great if you knew what forms you can sign, what forms you shouldn't sign, what your rights are? Wouldn't it be great if you knew what your legal game plan was, what you should do, should not do? Wouldn't it be great that you had the same rights and the same information and education as the insurance company? Okay, today we're still in our series of the ABCs of how insurance companies try to beat and defeat your claim. How do they try to attack you? And believe me, they do. And Brad has said it for a long time. They do. So, you know, Brad, let's just do a brief review from what we talked about last week. We were talking about how they try. They can't take a statement within the first 30 days. They can't negotiate a settlement. There's a statute on that. But let's just talk about the first contact with the insurance adjuster as a brief review, and then we'll get into today's subject.
Well, the first contact with the insurance adjuster is going to be one where a lot of times it's going to be your property damage adjuster, and they're going to ask questions concerning your physical injuries, whether you have physical injuries, and they shouldn't be. There's no reason for the property damage person to be doing that, and they may ask it out of, oh, gee, I'm just trying to make sure you're all right, or, oh, that sounds terrible. Your car is really banged up. How'd you come out of it? You got to remember, they're gathering this information because they're hoping in a nonchalant way that in a very informal way, you're going to say, oh, I wasn't hurt, or, oh, I'm okay, because that's going to be sent right over to the personal injury adjuster. Believe me, it's going to be there. So you've got to be very careful about what you say to these adjusters, and you've got to be paying attention to what is the reason they're talking to you and what they're trying to get from you. The other thing is, once you get to the adjuster who's going to be determining what you should recover for your personal injury, for the physical injuries you sustained, that adjuster, you've got to be very careful, is also going to try to get statements that is going to allow the adjuster to minimize the amount of money you get, reduce the amount. And then they're going to try and get you to take a very fast settlement. And I know that there are lawyers out there, personal injury lawyers, who advertise on TV that say, we'll get you a settlement, we'll get it for you fast. Now, that's not necessarily a good thing, folks. You know, a lot of times you've got to make sure that you're not getting the settlement fast. Instead, you've got to make sure you're getting the settlement after you've been able to determine what your injuries are, what your damages are, how it affects you, what the long-term consequences are going to be, what exactly is going to happen to you because in the future. Because without that information, you may not be getting fairly compensated.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You may not be getting fairly compensated. And, you know, we do a Saturday morning show, which is a live call-in show. And one of the callers called years back and said, you know, the insurance company's offered me a quick settlement of $2,000. And when we asked this person about three or four questions live on the air, it also all of a sudden dawned on him, and it'll dawn on you, how wrong that really was. I said, okay, they offered you $2,000. Has the insurance company seen any of your medical records? Well, no, he said. Have they talked to you about your injuries? Well, generally, but have they have you gone to the doctor? Yes. Do you know if the insurance company's talked to your doctor? And he said, no, they haven't. Does your doctor know what your condition is and what your future holds for you? No, she doesn't. I said, well, if your doctor doesn't know about your medical condition, doesn't even give you a diagnosis yet, still treating, and if you don't know what your condition is, and an insurance company hasn't talked to your doctors or seen your medical records, then how do they know to give you a $2,000 offer? How do they know that's a fair offer for your case? And it dawned on him, he goes, well, you're right, they really don't. And they don't, and that's the whole point of today's show. That's how one way they attack your case. They attack your case in a variety of ways. You know, and we also talked a little bit last week about, you know, they ask you if you're wearing your seatbelt. That's a big one. Hospital, that sort of thing. All right. So, but today we're going to pick up. You've had the accident. You went off to the emergency room, and the emergency room records are pretty critical because the insurance company will eventually get them. You don't have to automatically give them right away, but eventually we'll get them. But Brad, let's talk about the fact that when you go to the hospital, we now have this company named Avectus. And this Avectus was the subject of statutory mandates in Colorado by the legislature, which the statute was passed. And so let's explain to people what happens. You really need to know this. You're in the emergency room. You give them your health care card. You give them your Medicaid card. You give them Medicare card. What happens and how does the hospital try to avoid that because they want full value? They want the retail value of their bills. And let's kind of set that up and use a number example.
And you hope this has been scaled down a little bit since the statute's been passed. But the bottom line on this kind of thing is that it was so bad and so egregious what was being pulled against injured people that they actually had to get a Senate bill enacted and then had to get a statute passed to address this issue. And the Senate bill was, I believe, in 2015. The statute was passed in 2016. And it's something that has to be paid attention to, or the statute at least was modified in 2016 to address this issue. And it really has to be addressed. And it's just a terrible situation. And, you know, what we were looking at prior to the statute being passed, and I think we still have it.
Yeah, we still have it.
And believe I for years past, I talked till I was blue in the face at these people and they weren't listening or they didn't care. And they listened. They didn't care because they thought they could do what they did. And here's what happens. Let's say it's 2013, 2014, you got hurt in an accident. You're taken to the hospital by ambulance, or you go to the hospital directly, or the next day you're feeling a significant pain, you go to the hospital to address the issue. The hospital intake person says, well, you know, when was the onset of this pain that you had or the problems? Well, it happened in this accident where a person ran into me. Bells and whistles go off in their minds or on their computers to advise them, okay, you need to find out who the insurance company is for the at-fault party, for the party who caused the accident. And you need to find out who the insurance company is, the car insurance company is, for the person sitting there claiming they're hurt. You want to find these things out. And why is it? Because, Gary, and I don't know if I can say the hospitals themselves are in conjunction with Avectus or Avectus convinced them, but what they decided was that now, rather than running your medical care and the bills for your medical care through your insurance company, your health insurance company, or rather running it through Medicare if you have Medicare, or Medicaid if you have Medicaid, they're going to do their own billing system. They're going to do their own care. They're going to do their own own set of books that are they're then going to turn over to Avectis to go collect that money from the insurance, the car insurance company, for the at-fault party. And why are they doing that? They're doing that for one and only one reason, because they can take advantage and they wanted to abuse the system to get more money from the at-fault party's car insurance company than they would ordinarily get for delivering that same medical care under the health insurance agreements they have with the health insurance companies.
You know, right. And you need to understand that when you, the whole premise is you go to the emergency room for whatever reason, but if it's trauma-related, accident-related, like a car accident, then they try not to and sometimes won't take your health insurance card, won't take your Medicaid card. Have you ever heard of that? Think about that. You say, okay, I got my health insurance card right here, and they go, we don't need that. Why? We don't need that. They always need it. They used to need it. But the reason is because they want to enforce a hospital lien against you in the worst way against you. This is how insurance companies set up the attack. This is how they come at you. And this is how these hospitals do this. And this is how Avectis does that. You know, we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to use this example and show you exactly what they do behind the scenes when they say, we don't need your health insurance card. You got to be kidding me. I'm going to go in the emergency room. I might be there for 6, 7, 8 hours. I might have multiple MRIs. I might have a CT scan. I might have some blood tests. I might have x-rays. I might have some other diagnostic exams. I might have more than one specialty doctor looking at me. And you don't need my health insurance card. You don't need my Medicaid, Medicare card. You don't need that. Okay, you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. And we have for years. We have 30-plus years of experience we can put to work for you to help you and your family put your life back together again, get the fair compensation you deserve, protect your rights. That's all built into our legal game plan. You can call us at 303-795-5900 or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. We are champions of the people, and our website is championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. If you want any of our free books, we have several books written. You can get them free and go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy for free. If you want a hard copy, all you have to do is contact us either by email or by telephone or kind of drop by our law firm, and we can give you a hard copy of our books. One book is entitled Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice. Once in the Accident and Again on the Insurance Claim. Another book is Workers' Compensation, the Definitive Guideline of Workers' Compensation in Colorado. You must have it if you're a worker. We represent injured workers. And the other book that we have on the market right now is called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. And it's an information power-packed book. But in the last half of the book, it talks about the type of insurance you need with very simple instructions on how you get it done to protect you before an accident happens. Okay, we're talking about you today where you're in an accident. How do the insurance companies set this up? How do the hospitals set this up? So, Brad, let's use a numerical example. You go to the emergency room. You go to the emergency room. Your medical bills from the emergency room are $15,000. Let's round it off. $15,000. And so the hospital wants the $15,000. But if they bill your insurance company, your health insurance company, if they bill them, they're not going to get paid the $15,000. They're probably going to get paid something less, maybe, let's say, $6,000. And if they bill Medicare, they're probably going to get paid $2,000. And they don't want the $2,000. They don't want the $6,000. They want the $15,000. So how do they get around by not billing your health insurance or Medicare?
And that's the secret. What they do is they say, look, we have agreements with the health care providers, with the health insurance companies. We have agreements with them. And we tell the health insurance companies, in order to be on their list of acceptable companies, in order to be able to get the health insurance companies to send us business and send us their injureds, we'll only take $6,000 on that $15,000 bill. And whether or not that's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. That's the agreement they've got. And they won't bill the balance to the patient. That's what they say. And they agree to do that. And Medicare just comes out and says, look, the bills you guys charge are very high. Medicare is not going to pay, and Medicare is only going to pay $2,000. So they know they're getting these automatic reductions. So what happens when they find out it's a car accident? Well, they think this is a place they can take advantage, because they say, well, you know, we know that, let's say, Progressive is insuring the individual who caused the accident, who caused the injuries. So rather than bill United Healthcare, or rather than bill Medicare, they're going to take the bill and they're going to bill the entire $15,000 to GEICO. And they're going to bill that under the car insurance. And they're going to say, oh, we don't need any of this other stuff. And if they don't get paid, they're going to file liens. If they don't get paid, they're going to send out and they're going to turn it over to collection. They're going to insist on getting this $15,000, even though they know, had they followed the appropriate regular procedures, they would have gotten either the $6,000 or $2,000, and they would have had to write off the difference. Now, like I said, I don't know if this came from the hospitals first and the doctors first, or if it came from Avectis first. But what it did create was a very, very unfair situation for the insured or for the injured person. And what it did create was a situation where the injured person was being taken advantage of.
You know, and to make this a further point on that situation is, you don't think that you, the injured person, are off the hook. I mean, you should be. When you give them your Medicare card, you should not be personally responsible or liable for anything above what Medicare pays, or for what Medicare pays. Medicare pays it. And of course, Medicare is going to have a lien on your case later, but that's a whole different subject. But it's going to be for the $2,000 in our example. You're not off the hook. When they get you to sign these Avectis papers, you're agreeing further to not bill your health insurance company, not bill Medicare, and they're going to file a hospital lien and a statutory hospital lien against you and against your recovery. But if you don't have a recovery, they're going to file it against you. If they took the $2,000 from Medicare, they can't do that. If they took the $6,000 from a XYZ health insurance company, they can't hold you personally responsible for the balance. They can't balance bill you. They can't come after that. If you fall into their trap, and this is that, you know, here, we don't need your health card. Go over here and fill out these papers for Avectis. They're going to take care of everything. They'll handle it for you every way. And it sounds good, but it's not good, because they're going to then, the next step is they file a hospital lien for the full $15,000 against you. So, Brad, when you're prosecuting your injury claim, now instead of facing a bill of $2,000 that you may have to pay back to Medicare, you're facing the $15,000 total. And they can come after the individual, the injured person.
That's right. Now, there are some things you might be able to do about that, especially since the statute's been passed. And there are some things that you want to be able to do about it since the statute's been passed. The best advice I can give you, please tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everybody you know. The bottom line, if you ever go to the hospital and you hand them your Medicare or your health insurance coverage cards, and they say, that's okay, we don't need them, you got to see a lawyer right away. You got to get a lawyer involved. If you ever go to the hospital and they start saying, well, we want to know what the name of the car insurance company is of the person who hit you or your own car insurance company's name, you got to see a lawyer right away because you're about to get something happening to you that's going to cost you a lot of money, that's going to cause liens against you, that could cause your bills to be turned over to collection agencies. It's going to cost you and a lot of money and a lot of headaches that you don't want to deal with, and you need to get a lawyer involved right away to stop that situation.
You do, and you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And anytime, anywhere, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You know, there's another twist to this story. You're about to fall into their trap. There's another twist to this story. And I want to ask you some questions. And if you're sitting right here, I'd love to hear your answers, but you're not. But think about this a second. You go in the hospital, the emergency room, you've been in an accident, or you go to urgent care, you've been in an accident. When has the hospital ever had an extensive questionnaire that asks you, well, who's your car insurance company and what limits do you have? And who is the car insurance company of the car that hit you? And who is this car insurance company and what happened in the accident? And did you give a statement? And do we have will you sign these forms so we can get your medical records? When did a hospital or emergency room ever do that? What they want to do is get your health insurance card so they can get paid. That's important for them, obviously. But this procedure is set up where you go over here. Now, we don't need your health insurance card. Go over here at this desk over here and see John Doe or Mary Jane Doe and talk to them because they're going to help you. So we don't need your health insurance card. That ought to be such a red flag. That ought to be such like a freight train coming at you. And if that happens, you need to call attorneys. You can call us anytime. You know, but Brad, people are taking advantage of them in the system, and that's one of the main reasons that this statute was passed by the legislature. And speaking of which, Brad, the statute says that they can't do this. They can't do it.
The statute not only says they can't do it, but the statute provides ways that if they did do it, if you get to an attorney or if you know the law, you can make them reverse it. But you got to act. You got to get on it. You've got to do something about it because there's ways to stop this really, really inappropriate way of trying to get money from other sources at higher amounts than what the hospital's already contracted to take. But you've got to make sure that you understand what the laws are. And so the first thing we try and tell everybody is you don't even need to give them the information about the accident. All you got to give them about the accident is how you got hurt. What happened in the accident and how you got hurt? You don't have to tell them who it is or who the insurance companies are or anything else. That's all that matters at that point. If they take more, then you've got to be careful. You've got to get a lawyer involved. If they start billing you for any additional amounts above what your health insurance would have paid or Medicare would have paid, or if they don't turn it in, you got to go see a lawyer then too. You need to demand that they bill your Medicare or they bill your Medicaid or they bill your health insurance, period.
And, you know, a lot of times, get your eyes wide open today. Listen to this. So a lot of times, and if you've already done this, you really need to talk to an attorney right away because here's what's happened. People come to see us, and Avecta still does this, even after the statute. You know, and the statute's got a lot of things that we can't talk about, so some exceptions, et cetera. But here you give them your health insurance card, and they say, we don't need that. So now Avectus has started down the program of tagging you and filing a statutory hospital lien against you for the full amount of the $15,000 in our example. That's called the full retail amount. Now, you go to an attorney, and we've done this. And so we contact the hospital and say, you didn't bill the health insurance company. You're required to bill the health insurance company, just like they had not even been in a car accident or trauma or negligence, hurt by the negligence of somebody else. You didn't bill the health insurance company. What do they always say, Brad? They always say, nobody told us who the health insurance company was. We don't have anything on file. Nobody gave us a card. I tell you what, they tell you in the beginning, we don't need this, so they don't enter in their computer. Then they say later that we didn't know who to bill.
And that's another problem. You know, as much as you want to believe the person who's taking your information when you're in the hospital, that person may not ask for it or say, no, I don't need it. They're not going to put in their computer they were offered the health insurance stuff and they rejected it or they said they didn't want it or they didn't. They're not going to put in the computer they didn't ask for it. They're simply going to put down their uninsured. They're simply going to put down the name of the car insurance company. That's all they're going to do. And they're not going to put down anything else. And that's where they're going to say later on, they didn't tell us. The injured person didn't tell us. Well, there's a couple things that are ridiculous about that. One of which, you know, they should be requiring to verify that they even asked. Because injured people, a lot of times, are taking care of their injuries and they're not paying attention as much to what's going on with the insurance. So what happens is they go, they sit down, or they're in the hospital bed, or they're in the emergency room. The person comes up and says, give me this information. What happened? What, you know, you're in a car accident. Who hit you? What insurance did they have? What insurance do you have? They get all this information, and then they walk away. And you don't even know that they had no intention of even talking to you about your health insurance. You don't even know that. Next thing you know, you're getting billed.
You don't know until later. And then what happens is, once you get a good attorney and the attorney writes letters to the hospital and say that you didn't bill the health insurance company. Finally, if you can make them bill the health insurance company, you know what the health insurance company says or MedPay says on your car insurance? You waited too long. It was too long. It's past maybe a year, or it's past maybe 6 months, or the rights have been waived, so we're not going to pay. Even if they bill us now, even if we're XYZ health insurance company, we're not going to pay. If we're your MedPay portion of your car insurance policy, we're not going to pay. All right, we got a break coming up. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Right after the break, we're going to give you a roundup of exactly what we're talking today about, Evectus and this new statute and how they try to avoid billing your health insurance or Medicare. Bell and Pollock, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website, and we do it for you. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys ready to help you. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Brad, let's give some people some takeaway tips on what to do, what we're talking about. And today, this is how you get attacked when you have an injury claim. What are the takeaway tips for today?
You know, one really big takeaway tip, and it should be done regardless, is at all times, when you go to the hospital, when you go to the doctor, when you get bills and you follow up on them, at all times, offer and give them all your Medicare, all your Medicaid, all your health insurance information. Give it to them. Continue to give it to them. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Offer it, offer it, offer it. Because the only thing that allows them to even get out of this is to argue, we didn't know about it. they didn't have it or they never told us about it. So always be submitting those insurances and demand they process your claims and their charges against you through your insurance.
Exactly. And so these are tips to protect you, to help you. If you have any questions, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. We've been doing these injury shows for literally years. We have an information loader website. It's free to go to. If you want any of our books, they're free. If you want our auto accident assistant packet that goes in your glove box, it's free. Bell and Pollock, injury attorneys, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people.